This is John Batchelor, conversation with the author Gary Rivlin, his new book, AI Valley, about the artificial intelligence bot now being invented across the land and to monetize those bots. One particular, Pi, has the skill set taught to it to be sympathetic to the human respondent and, in general, have good manners. Here, Gary takes us into how they teach the bot, Pi, to say thank you and to flatter you, and how the bot, Pi, has other uses, such as therapy. Here's Gary Rivlin. Much more of this tonight, the second hour of my conversation with AI Valley author Gary Rivlin. Doesn't know absolutely everything.
And you know, it's interesting that so we talked about the training of these models. A key element is the fine-tuning, where you teach it basically like you don't always have to say, you don't have to be a know-it-all. You know, saying I don't know is an important trait for a bot. But they had to really teach it everything, how to have a conversation, how to synthesize all that. All that was done by humans fine-tuning these models. And, you know, some of the more interesting stuff in writing this book was spending time with the folks at Inflection. They have what they call personality engineers, obviously a bot can't have a personality, but they wanted to give it traits like be kind, don't be rude. And so they kind of show them good examples and bad examples. And over time made Pi able to say, I don't know, or, oh, that was a very smart answer, John. You know, it uses flattery. I mean, again, it's obviously not human, but it's learned from humans. And so it has what I would call human traits, even though it's a bot. And by the way, that's the future. I think some people will be scandalized by this, but I think in not that many years, there's going to be a lot of people who have romantic relationships with this thing. Like, you know, as a therapist, like, well, it's better to have a therapist rather than a bot. But if you can't afford the hundreds of dollars a month it costs for a therapist, these bots are going to start to act like therapists, you know, serve in a role like therapists in the lives of people.